Good night, everybody.
Happy Thursday to the Ungovernables, the captain's crew, the LFA family, coming to you live. Well, not really. Pre-recorded. From the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. This is Ungoverned. Happy to see you all here on a Thursday, pre-recorded as always. We will not be on Newsmax today because Brennan and I will be traveling to John Rich's bar, which is not that far. It's about an hour north of us, but we're going to be heading up there tonight. I'm going to be a part of that show tonight. Michael Loftus, sketch comedy at Redneck Riviera, John Rich's bar. It's going to be a good time. Tonight, tomorrow's going to be another long day, 4 hours on WPHT in the morning. Then Brennan and I are traveling. We'll be pre-recorded again tomorrow. Our interview with Chris Rose, the winner of the primary, West Virginia State Senate District 2. That runs tomorrow. It's a good inspirational story that I want everybody to hear. So make sure we share that out going into tomorrow. Let's get that one out there because it's something that people can look at and say, well, you know, and I even asked him this. I said, if Chris Rose can do it, can somebody else do it? And the answer is, of course. The answer is, of course. Not to make, you know, not to say that anybody here is better or worse or whatever than Chris, just to say that he put in hard work, he tells you how he did it, and it's not a complicated formula. So that runs tomorrow. That is the interview with Chris Rose. Today we're going to be talking about the left, how they're having a hard time. You know, when the Titanic was taking on water, okay? The Titanic, everyone knew it was going down. It was just a matter of when, not a matter of if. I think the left may know that they can't win with Joe Biden. We've been saying that for a while. I think, maybe not that they can't, because you know that they have all the shenanigans and whatnot that they're going to try. But I do think there's a level of them thinking it's really not looking good right now, even with all the shenanigans. They're panicking. They are panicking big time. Now, why wouldn't they be panicking when you have polling out of swing states that is just devastating for Joe Biden right now? It's like round after round after round of swing state polling. You find devastating results for Joe Biden, round after round after round. Trump leading. Now, he's not leading by insurmountable numbers in some of the swing states. He's up by close to double digits in Nevada. He's up in, I think, five out of six swing states and tied in Wisconsin in this new poll from Cook Political Report, which generally is not a pollster that finds favorable results for Donald Trump or Republican candidates. So we have that. We have, this is great. So you know there's, here we go. CNN. Their ratings, Brennan, are you surprised by this? That CNN's ratings in prime time have hit a 33-year low. Is that surprising to you?
How did that happen?
Is that surprising? No. Why do you think they're at a 33-year low?
People are not watching anymore.
Why?
Because that's the fake news.
It's the fake.
The fake news.
It's the. Try it. No. It's the fake news.
The fake news.
It's the fake news. Oh, look what we did. Look what you did.
You're playing around.
Yeah. Don't stop playing around. All right, folks. That's the fake news. As you know, Brennan just said, it's the fake news. CNN ratings down. Primetime ratings down in a 33-year low. You know what they need? They need a good old dose of Donald J. Trump. That's what they need. Hey, isn't that funny? The debates on CNN on June 27th. They need it. They even need Trump more than we need Trump, really. The CNN's whole existence revolves around Donald Trump.
They could use a little.
4 more years of a Trump presidency would actually benefit CNN. And they know it. They know it. The debate that's coming, by the way, on June 27th. This is just great. I'm not even going to say it now. I'm going to tease it for later so that you don't leave. There is a, it's in the ticker, but there is a stipulation, a demand that the Biden regime has made ahead of these debates. You know, Trump is like, he should take a drug test. This is one of the most absurd demands I've ever heard in front of a presidential debate. It's worse than no audience. It's worse than that. It's much worse than that. Folks, Nothing says our candidate can't make it through it than this demand. And I think this truly is June 27th, this debate. I think this truly is the Joe Biden sink or swim time. I really do. I really do. I think if he does terribly in this debate, if it's awful, we know it's going to be bad. I'm talking about if it's really bad in this debate, we know what's going to happen. They're probably going to dump him at the convention. Who's it going to be? Newsom? Maybe. Kamala Harris? That's not going to work. RFK? Some people are saying maybe RFK will be the Democrat nominee.
When is like the latest time someone can...
Well, the convention is in August. The DNC convention's in August. So that's going to be it because they're nominating their candidate then. And the debate is June 27th. And the next debate is September 10th, I believe. So is this the last... Is this the last chance Joe Biden has to show his handlers that he can do it? Well, this indicator and this demand doesn't really express much confidence in Joe Biden's ability to make it through a debate, let alone an actual presidential campaign. We got an update on the FBI's deadly force thing. You know, they say, oh, deadly force was authorized for the Mar-a-Lago raid. It's a travesty! It is. It is. But not for the reasons many people are thinking. We'll get to that. Illinois is now using soft language with criminals again because apparently the criminals deserve it. And to wrap up the show, a really funny story about how you know things are going bad for Joe Biden because of a new position that his campaign is hiring for. This is just hilarious. This is just hilarious. So we're going to get to all that. We're going to get to more. Folks, hit that thumbs up button before we do anything else. We have a word from our friends at switch2usa.com. That's switch2usa.com. Make sure you're smashing that thumbs up button. We may not be around for the show right now because we're working on the run-through of the sketch comedy show at Redneck Riviera tonight. So keep it locked down for us. Make sure that everyone's hitting that thumbs up button. And in our absence, why don't you send this show to new heights? That would be amazing. Thumbs up, hit the share button, make sure that you are subscribed to this channel, rumble.com/LFATV, and as well at farishmedia.com, farashmedia.com. Sign up for the email list. Next email goes out tomorrow or possibly Saturday morning because tomorrow is going to be a very late night for us. So we have all of that great stuff happening today and more Trump rallying in the Bronx. That's supposed to start at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Lines of patriots outside in the Bronx today, weathering a thunderstorm to see Donald Trump. The optics of that are incredible. We'll get to all that and more. Before that, we get to word from our friends at switch2usa.com. That's switch2usa.com. Take a look at this quick video.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping, it's that simple.
We're gonna link arms and we're gonna shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is switch2usa.com, switch2usa.com. We've been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and you know, sky-high gas prices. We all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the entire time while so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. The wealthiest on the planet became better off while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? And how can our voices be heard? Well, you could vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action to switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. For all your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China. Switch to made in the USA. I want you to join the parallel economy that's been formed. Join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up and my friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you and then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That's switch2usa.com. Switch to number2usa.com, switch2usa.com. That is switch, that's the number2usa.com. Next up is the LFA TV store. Again, disclaimer, you see me wearing the red one right now, the red flannel. I look great in it, we know that. All right? You're going to look good in it too. We know that. And we also know not this good, not going to look this good. But you'll still look good. You still should get one. Matter of fact, you should be like, I'm going to prove him wrong and look better than he does in the flannel. Impossible. But you could try. And I encourage you to try. LFATV.us. Click on the LFA TV store tab. You'll see the LFA TV website right here on your screen. You click on the LFA TV store tab and you're going to see all sorts of really cool stuff that's up there for you to grab and be a part of at the LFA TV store. You've got the flannels on the left-hand side. Again, you're not going to look as good as I do in them, but you could try, and I encourage you to take me up on the challenge. LFATV.us, pick up your flannels today or the $10 overstock list. LFATV.us, click on that LFA TV store tab, or you can go to jeremyherald.com/store and get to the website without having to click on tabs. That's always really cool. LFATV.us or jeremyherald.com/store. Ladies and gentlemen, let's roll forward. We have a great show for you today. We're going to show you that the left is absolutely panicking. They're still panicking. I'm telling you to keep your foot on the gas. Keep your foot on their neck. Do not let up. Do not slow down. Do not take any days off. Do not take a breath. Do not blink. And let's push harder than ever to win the 2024 election, because it's all we got. You think we're surviving another 4 years of this? By surviving, I don't mean are any of us going to be alive. I think we'll live. I think the nation, as we know it, as we love it, cannot survive another 4 years of this. Another 4 years of this border, it's done. Another 4 years of this type of inflation, forget it. Another 4 years of global conflicts breaking out all over the place. Another 4 years, or we're not producing our own energy or enough of our own energy. Another 4 years of high crime, political persecution. No, we can't take another 4 years of this, and that's why we're not going to let it happen. And the left knows right now with Joe Biden, the left knows that this is not what they want. The left understands with Joe Biden that they're going to have a very hard time winning. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I think they can win with Joe Biden because they already have. Because we know they cheat. And so if this was fair, there would be absolutely no chance. But it's not going to be fair. And we know that. So do I think they can win with Joe Biden? I do. Do I think they will win with Joe Biden? I don't. I think we've got a great shot. That doesn't mean get comfortable. That doesn't mean any of that. That doesn't mean any of that. That simply means that we're in the driver's seat and we should continue to try and look to demoralize these people. Let me get to this first article from Red State. This is Bonchi at Red State. This is great, okay? New swing state polling is catastrophic for Biden, and the left-wing counter is incredible. One of the most common things that the left does when it comes to how they deal with unfavorable polling is, well, they start calling people stupid. We've seen them do this before. Do you remember the Virginia primary? MSNBC was Jen Psaki that was mocking voters. Do you guys remember that? MSNBC? If you don't remember that, I can play it for you right here because, of course, we've got it. This is what the left did after Virginia voted overwhelmingly against what they wanted to see. Take a listen to this.
I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yeah. Again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very contested area.
Build a wall. Like, what?
Well, you know, Virginia has a border with West Virginia. Those stupid Virginia voters, they're being influenced clearly by those uneducated, white supremacist, Nazi MAGA supporters. That's what they're saying. Goat kisses lip balm, by the way. We got to love the goat kisses. They're tremendous. I feel like I just got kissed by a goat. That's unbelievable. Stuff's great. OFPFarms.com. We're not even at their read yet. We're doing it. That's great. Folks, they love calling people stupid. So when we get to this swing state voter article, we get to this swing state polling article. This, again, is the Cook Political Report. Cook Political Report. Donald Trump leads the incumbent president in every swing state but Wisconsin, where the survey found the two men were tied. Here's the exact results, by the way, in these swing states, or what are considered swing states. Nevada, Trump +9 in a head-to-head race, +8 in a three-way race. Pennsylvania, Trump +3 in a head-to-head and three-way race. North Carolina, Trump +7 in a head-to-head race and +8 in a three-way race. Georgia, Trump +3 in a head-to-head race and +4 in a three-way race. Of course, all of these three-way races include RFK. Michigan, Trump +2 head-to-head, +3 in a three-way race. Arizona, Trump +1 head-to-head, +4 in a three-way race. Wisconsin, Trump tied with Biden in both head-to-head and three-way races, including RFK Jr. Now, as this swing state polling started to come out earlier in the cycle, it was very easy for everyone to say, well, it's early, it really doesn't matter yet. And folks, it's May. Elections aren't held in May, votes aren't cast in May, some people's minds aren't made up in May, but this is data that we're getting. It's the latest data that we can talk about right now, which is why we're going to go into the polling. I'm not saying bet the farm on these polls. Things can change. All right, this court case may change things a little bit one way or the other. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. What we're looking at, though, is the left's reaction. We have been focusing a lot on this show, right, about how do we know things are going in our favor? We know they're going in our favor when the left is unhappy about it. They're going in our favor when the left is unhappy about it. When on left-wing networks like MSNBC, you are seeing the squirming a little bit. This is the Cook Political Report, somebody speaking on their behalf about this poll on MSNBC. Remember, now, left-leaning voters got to see this last night on MSNBC. Watch.
You know, look, we've seen in the past, Mika, that candidates who are seen as maybe not as strong on the economy ultimately win an election, like, right, say, Barack Obama in 2012. But mm-hmm. to be losing by this margin, that is unsustainable at this point for an incumbent.
Did you hear the reason she gave? She said the E word. Economy. It's the economy, stupid, right? Listen again.
You know, look, we've seen in the past, Mika, that candidates who are seen as maybe not as strong on the economy ultimately win an election, like, right, say, Barack Obama in 2012. But mm-hmm. to be losing by this margin, that is unsustainable at this point for an incumbent.
Unsustainable for an incumbent. Unsustainable. That means what they're going and the rate, the numbers that Joe Biden is down by right now, he can't win. That's what she just said on MSNBC. I didn't say it. Unsustainable. That's not my words. Those are her words. On a left wing. Now, she's not the host. She's a guest. On a left wing news station, not a left-leaning news station, left-wing activism hub, MSNBC. That aired. I said it was last night. I think it was actually this morning because that was on Morning Joe. That aired. Left-wing voters saw that, heard a pollster say that Joe Biden's numbers right now are unsustainable for an incumbent seeking re-election. And she highlighted the economy. She highlighted the economy. And it's worth noting, when we go back into this article on Red State, we talk about the economy. People are feeling it, right? People are feeling it. Everybody who goes into a grocery store is feeling it. Everybody who fills up their car at the gas pump is feeling it. Everybody who's ordering anything online, you know, you're seeing prices are just out of control. Home prices, vehicle prices, gas prices, grocery prices, anything. Everything is through the roof. Everything. Nothing is getting cheaper. Nothing. Nothing at all. Inflation is going crazy. Is it going as crazy as it was going in, you know, 2021, 2022? Maybe not, but it's still happening. It's still rising. Nobody wants to be told that those experiences that you're having, you go to the supermarket, right? You come out of there with something that 4 years ago may have cost you $50. And you come out of there now with the same amount of items, the same items in particular, and it now costs you $80. You're saying, what the hell happened here? And you don't want to have someone say, well, no, it's not actually a problem. Things aren't that much more expensive. What do you mean? I bought this stuff now for $80. I bought this and it was $50 4 years ago. What do you mean? Things aren't bad. What do you mean we got it wrong? Why am I saying that? Because that's what the left is doing. The left is telling the American voter, you're stupid, just like here on MSNBC.
And if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yeah. Again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very contested area.
Build a wall. Like, what?
So this is not a strange act that the left is doing. Listen, they're telling you you're stupid if you think the economy is headed in the wrong direction. They're telling you you're stupid if you're upset with the fact that things cost way more than they used to 4 years ago. You're dumb. That's what they're telling you. Listen to this from Axios. This is cited in this Red State piece, a really good piece here. Folks, 56% of Americans think the United States is currently in a recession and that Biden is responsible for a worsening economy. There is no recession and the economy is in good shape. They are literally telling you right now. They are telling you right now that if you believe the economy is in bad shape, you are wrong. Moreover, Bonchi, actually, I got to show you this tweet. She calls out Brian Stelter here. I keep saying she. It sounds like a she, but I don't even know if this person is a male or a female. Bonchi at Red State. No one cares about technical economic definitions when they see prices 20% higher than 2 years ago and can't afford a mortgage because of interest rates. That is Biden's problem. But even worse, you know that Brian Stelter, who is a left-wing ideologue, he puts here on his Twitter feed, citing The Guardian, which is also a left-wing site, quote, nearly 3 in 5 Americans wrongly believe the U.S. is in an economic recession, and the majority blame the Biden administration, according to a Harris poll conducted exclusively for The Guardian. So it's a left-wing pollster that was commissioned by a left-wing website to do a poll, and it came back with really bad results. Nobody's listening to Brian Stelter or to Axios or to some Biden administration spokesperson who's telling you, well, you're actually mistaken. Things are, yes, they're more expensive, but it's not actually hurting you. I know what's hurting me or not. You can't tell me, oh, you know, you're spending almost double what you were spending 4 years ago in a supermarket for the same stuff, but it's not hurting you. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's hurting more than just me. It's hurting a lot of people. We were told, excuse me, we were told in 2020 that Joe Biden was going to build back better, right? That's what we were told. Decency is on the ballot. That's what they told us, right? Decency, normalcy, the adults were going to run the show. That's what they told us. Build back better. Better. And we've said it a million times. Nothing is built. Nothing is back. Nothing is better. Not for us anyway. For the illegals, for sure. If you are doing better under Biden than you were under Trump, you're probably an illegal alien. That's what it's come down to. Right? Even CNN is feeling the pain. CNN's primetime ratings hit a 33-year low. They need Trump. They need Donald Trump. They really do. Did they hit a 33-year low when Donald Trump was the president of the United States? I don't remember CNN hitting a 33-year low when Donald Trump was the president. People watched CNN. They turned it on because it gave them their TDS-fueled content that they were looking for so passionately. I don't remember CNN having bad ratings at all when Trump was the president. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump used to always say that CNN's ratings were getting better because of him. They drew just 83,000 viewers in the aged 25 to 54 demographic during the week of May 13th to 19th from 8 to 11 p.m., the lowest rated week since 1991. Since 1991. Isn't that crazy? Why do you think people aren't watching CNN? Why do you think they're not watching CNN? Well, one thing I love about the free market is the fact that it provides people options. One thing I love about Rumble is that it adheres to free market principles and free speech principles. Same thing which is going on right now somewhat over on Twitter. People don't have to turn on CNN and watch Anderson Cooper, who they may tolerate giving the news, but when they start pontificating, when you start getting the opinion, when you start getting into different ideologies and philosophies, they don't need Anderson Cooper lecturing them through the television. That's not what people are watching CNN for. They just want the news. Some of them do. The people who just want the news are finding other options and other ways to get the news without turning on CNN. You understand what I'm telling you? You have people who in the past would turn on their TV, turn on CNN, get their news, turn it off, and go away. But CNN has become so untrustworthy, and their track record has been absolutely destroyed, that people aren't giving them that opportunity anymore. And that's why I look at what we're doing here. I take a lot of pride in making sure that we're not getting things wrong. Because CNN's track record has been so bad. It's been so bad. I mean, between them and QAnon, I don't know who's been wrong more. I honestly don't. Probably CNN, but only by a little. It's within the margin of error. When you lose credibility like that, when you say something is definitely, Trump absolutely colluded with Russia, and then you get the proof that comes out 100% to the contrary of that, where not only did he not collude with Russia, but all of the quote-unquote proof that you were basing that off of was bought and paid for by his political opponent. When CNN does that, and they've done that repeatedly, the Very Fine People hoax, the tax returns, impeachment 1, impeachment 2, January 6th, Joe Biden's going to build back better, all of that, right? World War 3, everything they said about Donald Trump was a lie. And now that people have found out that it's a lie, they don't want to keep going back to the same person who's been lying to them. I don't blame them. Imagine being a left-wing viewer. All you hear, Donald Trump's going to jail. Donald Trump's getting impeached. Donald Trump's going to get kicked out of the White House. Donald Trump's going to jail again. Donald Trump committed an insurrection or incited. Donald Trump, and sometimes they call them erections too, not just insurrections. Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Donald Trump's going to get us into war. None of that happened. None. Zero. Not one of those things happened. Go to COVID. The vaccine, safe and effective. It didn't come from a lab. None of that. All that stuff, the election stuff. Oh, there's nothing wrong with Georgia. Now we found that a couple hundred thousand ballots in Fulton County got scanned twice in 2020. I thought that wasn't happening, according to CNN. Imagine being on the left and hearing all of those things and then seeing nothing happen to Donald Trump and then finding out that everything that CNN told you really didn't happen. You're not turning them on again. That's why I don't do fairy tales on the show. Hey, I could do a better job than the X-22 report, lying to you and telling you that Donald Trump is still the commander-in-chief. I could do that. Hell, I could say that half of the leaked audio that came out was me, and I'm setting up the left in a game of 5D chess, and I'm working with the White Hats. You know how many views we'd have on this show? Hundreds of thousands. But I don't give a damn about that. I care about the truth. I don't want to mislead people. I don't tell people things, you know, say stuff about things I don't know. And if it is speculation, I tell you that I'm speculating. I don't know if Joe Biden's getting replaced at the convention, but I'm telling you, after every day watching the left really trying to set this guy up for failure, I think they want to do it. Joe Biden and Jill Doppler-Jill are the only one standing in the way. The wind-up doll, right? He's the only one standing in the way. I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm certainly not going to sit here and lie to you. That's why CNN is facing this 30-year low. They don't have the juicy content. Nothing for their preferred candidate, which a media outlet shouldn't have if you're trying to be an objective news outlet. This is an opinion show. You know where I lie. But I like to bring my opinions and back them up with facts and news and things that are happening today. CNN can't give you good news from the Biden administration because there is none. And they can't rope people in with bad news about Trump because there is none. 33-year low. That's what a loss of credibility looks like. And we don't lie to people. We tell them the truth here. That's why we have a loyal audience, a more loyal audience than CNN. Finally, we look at this Donald Trump debate thing. Here's how, you know, you want to know how the left is panicking here? You want to get an idea about how they feel about the debate? Donald Trump he accepted it because he wants to debate him, right? It's ridiculous. People are like, he shouldn't have accepted that. He has to. You have to debate him. You got to embarrass him on live TV. Donald Trump can do it in any way possible. But this is just ridiculous. Now, I think, obviously, he should have accepted it only because if he doesn't, he can't debate him. We want to see the debate, right? We want that. But this demand is just silly. And first, no audience, the whole thing, right? But now we're talking about tables? Tables? What do you mean tables? I mean that Joe Biden's campaign has demanded for this presidential debate that the two candidates be seated at a table while they debate. Now, why would they be doing that? Brennan, why do you think the Biden campaign would demand that the debate be hosted with two men sitting at a table?
Well, Joe Biden can't stand for very long.
He can't, right?
And if he is for very long, then he falls over.
Yeah, something happens.
He stumbles over something.
Right.
Right.
Because what happens in these debates, you'll see a lot, right, is you'll see a candidate walk around the stage. Donald Trump always liked to do laps around the stage, back and forth, right?
Right.
If Joe Biden walks back and forth in this stage, what happens?
He tumbles over.
He falls, right? They can't have that on TV, right? Because he's what? He's a wind-up doll, and you never know where he's going to go. You know, if you wind up your wind-up doll and you put something down there to trip it, it's going to trip. Well, there may be some stuff, some wires or whatever on the stage that he doesn't avoid. If you have a guy walking around, Joe Biden, now if he just stays glued to the podium, it's going to look weird. Right? But if he starts walking around and on national television, he falls, first of all, oh man, I really wish this would happen. Could you imagine Donald Trump's reaction if Joe Biden fell down in front of him? Would he help him up?
Probably.
You think so? Yeah, I think it would be funny. Let me help you up, you old bastard. Let's go. Come on. Somebody get him out of here. I think he'd help him up. But I think he'd laugh first. I think he'd kind of smirk and be like, look at this guy.
It might depend on the fall.
Could you imagine if Joe Biden fell on national television? So they don't want that, of course. They want the two men to be sitting at a table. And here's a little bit about that over with the New York Post. Donald Trump revealed Wednesday that he has agreed to, quote, sit at a table with Joe Biden despite his strong preference to stand during their upcoming debates. The seated format was a request made by the 81-year-old president's campaign team, according to the Trump campaign. Quote, I hear now we're sitting at tables. I don't want to sit at a table, the 77-year-old former president told John Katsimatidis and Rita Cosby during an appearance on the Katz and Cosby show on New York 770 AM WABC. I said, no, let's stand, but they want to sit at a table. So we'll be sitting at a table as opposed to doing it the way you should be, in my opinion, at a debate. The presumptive nominee for president explained that his personal preference would be to walk out to a podium and stand for an hour and a half or 2 hours. Joe Biden couldn't stand probably for more than, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. Now, if he's sitting at a table and he's in a chair, maybe it makes it a little easier for him to pinch a loaf, if you know what I'm saying. A little dookie, you know, he might drop a dookie. If it starts to smell at this table, we're going to have a lot of problems. But it eliminates the falling threat, I guess, for Joe Biden, for them to be seated at a table. That's going to look ridiculous. It's going to look, and you know, Donald Trump is going to sit like in a dominant stance, you know. I think it's going to be funny. How many times do you think Joe Biden smacks the table and says, come on, man. Come on. That's nonsense, Jack. That's malarkey. Not even the drugs, I think, can keep Joe Biden upright. Anyway, those are the insane demands of the Joe Biden-Donald Trump debate June 27th. We're going to get to the FBI, soft language in Illinois, and a bizarre position Joe Biden and his campaign is hiring for now because they're getting crushed everywhere. But before we do that, I want to get to a word from our friends over at AmmoSquared.com. That is AmmoSquared.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you see it on your screen right now. This is one of my favorite programs and one of my favorite sponsors because we have a lot of Second Amendment enthusiasts here at LFA TV in the LFA family. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It's a truly automated, set it and forget it ammo purchasing. Pick your caliber, set your budget, select the shipping trigger, and that's all. Ammo builds up over time, and it's delivered automatically whenever you want it. In 2020, when store shelves were empty and everyone had trouble finding ammunition, Ammo Squared customers could get immediate delivery of all the ammo they had stockpiled with just the click of a button. Ammo Squared is a unique way to invest in ammunition. You could buy low, dollar cost average over time, and then cash out when prices rise, or you could take delivery and skip the high prices in the stores and on the market. Customers can buy less than a box and even less than a single round of ammunition. Fractional rounds, just like fractional shares of stock at Robinhood or fractional pieces of cryptocurrency. Donald Trump says he wants to build a crypto army. Ammo adds up over time until it becomes full boxes, and then it is shippable. And you get free shipping of over $250. Orders that are over $250. Typical customers will accumulate for 3 to 6 months and then ship, but some customers ship every month and others accumulate thousands of dollars worth of ammo and ship every few years. You can find out more about this program at AmmoSquared.com. AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. It's an amazing program, and I think I've seen a couple people say they've used this program before, and it's they're enjoying it. I think they're enjoying it. Seems to work very well. You don't want to have to go to a store looking for ammunition. All of a sudden, they don't have ammo. But if you're using Ammo Squared and you've been stockpiling month over month, month after month, you do have the ammunition. You don't have to worry about that. Next up is Colonial Metals Group. Folks, I know a lot of us truly believe that having a substantial percentage of your financial future secured with gold and silver is a good idea. That's why LFA TV decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They will help you set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where you will have access to your assets no matter what the stock market or, for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help protect your family's future. They've put together a special offer for this amazing audience. Click on the link in the description below, or you can call the special 800 number and you will receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. You can go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA, colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, or you can call 888-688-1215, 888-688-1215, colonialmetalsgroup.com, colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. Folks, hit that thumbs up button as we continue on. We are absent today. I'm sorry, but we're still giving you a show. We're pre-recording. We're getting you going here. It is a Thursday. Tomorrow is our interview with Chris Rose. Been looking forward to sharing his story with all of you. As you know, he's been in the chat a bunch of times. He's great. Good friend of ours. We're very happy for his success. You're not going to want to miss that interview tomorrow. So make sure that you share that show out tomorrow once it starts going, getting posted, etc. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button for us again as we continue on. And let's talk about the FBI, folks, because a lot of people got very upset, and rightfully so, at this deadly force thing with the FBI. Okay? And I want to clear something. I want to just be clear on my stance. Because you know how I like to do this, right? I did this with Vivek. I did this with DeSantis. I want to try and play it about as fair as possible, right? You know my opinion. I don't like the FBI. I want it completely dismantled and defunded. I don't trust a word that they're saying. However, from what I have heard from reliable sources, right, in the FBI, former FBI agents, law enforcement, this could be one of two things, and they're both bad for the FBI. Both of them are bad for the FBI. Both of them are bad for the FBI. Ladies and gentlemen, the story is not that the FBI was authorized to use deadly force in the Donald Trump Mar-a-Lago classified documents raid. That's a story. That's part of the story. That's a part of the story that we can look at and scrutinize for sure. But the real story here comes down to two things. Number one, if as many people who are either defending the FBI or are saying this isn't unusual, if they are correct, then the story is not that it was there and authorized in the Trump raid. The story is, if it's standard operating procedure, then deadly force is always authorized for anybody, meaning you and me. So if the FBI is correct, and some of the FBI's defenders are correct, and this is standard operating procedure, then we need to take a really good look at standard operating procedure. Why are we starting with deadly force? Now, I understand some of the logistics. You're dealing with a counterfeit money operation. You're thinking potentially that the operation may be armed. There's reasonable suspicion to believe that these folks may be violent. They may be a flight risk. They may have weapons. Well, you should be able to take that evidence, that reasonable suspicion, that probable cause, and ask for the authorization of deadly force or use of deadly force. But in the case of Donald Trump, in the case of somebody with, you know, tax evasion, right, you don't need, most likely, the authorization for the use of deadly force. But apparently, the FBI says, no, it's not just Trump, it's everybody that we do this for. Well, I don't know, folks. I think that's kind of a problem. If the ground level is, well, we start with every raid, we authorize the use of deadly force. Every raid. Now, that to me is a problem. The FBI claimed Joe Biden had nothing to do with the use of deadly force on Trump, his family, or Secret Service agents assigned to his detail. The FBI, like other law enforcement agencies, requires the team leader of any search warrant or arrest warrant to complete a standardized form known as an operations plan. The form, which also must be read by the team leader to all assisting agents, is a reminder of the FBI's deadly force policy. It's a legal requirement to be included on all ops plans and read to agents immediately preceding the enforcement action. The president, Biden, has nothing to do with that and has zero input on it when it comes to the ops plan. This is an internal law enforcement document, a standardized form that FBI lawyers require before engaging in any enforcement operations. However, the great, and I say great with a capital G-R-E-A-T, Dan Bongino, says this is absolutely a big deal. Don't buy the BS otherwise. It was not a standard operation. The Mar-a-Lago raid was an unprecedented action with significant potential for confusion and blue-on-blue issues and conflict, meaning Secret Service versus FBI. It also involved competing equities between federal agents, the FBI and the Secret Service, with equal statutory claims to interrupt the other's activities. Anyone telling you otherwise is either dumb or playing dumb. I've done more deconfliction with Russians in a foreign op I did for the Secret Service than the FBI did in their search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. Only a dumbass would pitch the, quote, it's the standard paperwork line. Go serve a search warrant at the White House in the cocaine case while filling out your standard paperwork and see how that works out for you and wake up. So what Dan Bongino is saying is that there should have been some sort of exception made here, that this is not the same as somebody getting raided for drugs or counterfeit money or something like that. Donald Trump was already cooperating with federal agents with regards to these documents. So it's one of two stories. So either A, this truly is standard operating procedure. And so the FBI, the Biden administration is like, no, it's not just special for Trump. We didn't just do the use of deadly force for Trump. We do that for everybody. That's a problem. Or B, they did decide to leave that in there for Trump, and they didn't care if something went crazy because the FBI, well, you're authorized to use deadly force, so go deal with it. And if you start shooting, may the best man win. That's a really big problem here, folks. This is a really big problem. But it's not just that it was Trump. He's not the only person who's been subjected to a raid where deadly force has been authorized. However, should it have been a part of this case? Well, you say, oh, it's standard. It's a part of every case. But this is not a standard case. You are raiding the home of a former president who has a Secret Service detail. It's a big issue, folks. And neither path, neither fork in the road here is good for the FBI. None of it. Okay, here we go. Bern, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
All right. All right, if you are nice to criminals, right? If you're nice to them. I'm not saying to be inhumane, okay? I'm saying if you are nice, you treat them with respect, maybe you use soft language to describe them. Do you think in any way that that's going to help them or deter them from committing any more crime?
Oh, no.
No, right?
No, like those are the stop.
Right. That's yeah. I was actually going to bring that up. In New York, they had this, right? Oh, if somebody's about to attack you, ask them, did you go to high school with me?
Yeah.
Is that going to deter any crime?
No.
You're from the hood.
I am from, no, that does not stop any hood rats.
Right, you're a street thug hood rat.
I am from the Bronx Crossway.
You're from the Bronx Crossway. If you were getting ready to stab someone because they didn't hit the thumbs up button and they were like, did I go to high school with you?
Stop. I'd be like, no.
You'd be like, well, you want me to stop? Hit the thing. I put the money in the bag or hit the green thumb and that's it, right?
Exactly.
That's it. Okay. So we have both determined, neither of us with a law enforcement background, neither of us with a psychology background, that being nice to criminals and using the soft language isn't going to stop or deter crime, right? That's what we've both decided. But Illinois has decided that we are wrong. That we're wrong, that actually using soft language and trying to be politically correct when you're dealing with criminals is the right thing to do. They have chosen, you ready for this? They have chosen to take the term offenders, and they are referring to people who have, you know, offended the law, right? Have committed criminal offenses, legal offenses. They are now referring to them as justice-impacted individuals. Justice-impacted individuals.
That's nice.
Yeah, right? So you're no longer a criminal offender. You're just a justice-impacted individual.
Yeah.
As opposed to being an impacted individual, which means you haven't taken a dump in a few days. Now you're been there before. Recently, too. That was really scary. It wasn't good. Not that anybody needed to know that, but it's okay. What?
It was like a week.
It was a while. It took a while, yeah. It's been such a long time. Justice impacted individuals. Listen to this chicanery, this tomfoolery, this nonsense. Nice word, right?
Chicanery.
Yeah. Illinois state lawmakers have advanced a bill that will amend the Criminal Reduction Act. Why is it every time Democrats say they're going to reduce something, it always goes the opposite direction? The Inflation Reduction Act. Inflation went out of control. The Criminal Reduction Act. You cannot get through Illinois and Chicago, safely without Kevlar 9 times out of 10. State lawmakers have advanced a bill that will amend the Criminal Reduction Act of 2009 in a number of ways. While HB 4409 includes a number of measures aimed at improving the system, the change that has garnered the most attention is the proposed replacement of the term offender with justice-impacted individual. While the move has been celebrated by Democrats, Republicans have questioned why the state is spending resources on yet another linguistic modification at a time when crime is on the rise. So instead of trying to stop the crime, we're trying to make sure that the criminals don't have their feelings hurt. This is the participation trophy generation again, right? Well, everybody needs to feel included. Folks, if you break the law, you are a criminal. You want to be referred to as a justice-impacted individual? Whatever. That's on you. I'm going to continue to call you a criminal or an offender. Or I'm not interested in being politically correct to somebody who mugged an old lady or threw a belt lasso around the woman's neck in the Bronx. The neighborhood dealt with him pretty well. You know, you don't want to be that guy, right? I mean, imagine when he gets thrown in jail, if he gets to stay in there for a minute, they're gonna eat that guy alive. He deserves it. He absolutely deserves everything he gets. I have no interest in being politically correct to these illegal alien bad hombre animals. That's why I call them illegal alien bad hombre animals, because I don't care if I offend them. You attack police officers in New York City, you should go to jail. And if you're not going to jail here, you need to take your sorry little ass back to Mexico or wherever the hell you came from. These guys were, ay, 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 Venezuela, Tren de Aragua, street gang, ay, 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 F the NYPD, ay, 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 ay. And then Alvin Bragg gave them plea deals while going after Donald Trump and criminally charging him with a crime that nobody knows what the crime is. Yeah, I am not at all interested in the PC game here, the politically correct game. I have been saying this for years, since probably 2017, 2018. Political correctness is censorship. It is censorship. If you're telling me that I cannot refer to a black person as a black person, but I must refer to them as a person of color, which is the same thing as calling them a colored person. It's the same thing. It's the same words. That is censorship. If I am not allowed to call an illegal alien bad hombre animal, an illegal alien bad hombre animal, and I must call them a migrant, or an asylum seeker, or a dreamer, that's censorship. And now they're doing it in Illinois. I got news for you right now, right? Hey, here's the thing. If there is anywhere where we can bet on whether or not that makes a difference, I am betting a large sum of money that it will not. Makes a positive difference anyway in Illinois. It's not going to matter. If anything, if you're nicer to criminals, oh, you're not a criminal, you're just a justice-impacted individual, you're making it less scary for them to get caught committing a crime. When they used to tar and feather people for being assholes in public in the colonial days, right? You're in the stockade. People could throw things at you. That's pretty humiliating. Yeah. I wouldn't want to spend my time in the stockade getting eggs and rotten cabbage and tomatoes thrown at me. So I'm not going to commit a crime, or I'm sure as hell not going to get caught. That's a deterrent. Now, I'm not saying to resort to public shaming, although that would be fun. I'm not saying to do that, but the philosophy is the same. It is a deterrent. But if you're going to be soft, and if you're going to say, we're going to put you in a stockade, but we're going to put plexiglass in front of you so none of those things can actually hurt you, well, that takes away the teeth, the bite of the punishment. Just my two cents. I think Brennan and I agree on that one. So basically, it's not going to have any impact on crime. If anything, people are going to be more likely to commit crimes now because they're not going to be treated as badly after being caught. And it's not about humane treatment. It's about the names there. By the way, I mentioned the border. I want to play this clip for you real quick. These are illegal immigrants on the border telling you why what they're doing is a problem. This is great. We have illegal immigrants talking to Bill Malugin on Fox. Okay? Telling you why the open border is a problem for America. Listen to this. This is unbelievable.
Did you have to pay a cartel?
Yes.
How much?
Around 10,000.
10,000?
Yes. In fact, the American people is right. Completely true. Who come into this country, they don't know. Well, okay, I'm good. But how if they're not good? How they're killer, psychopath, else? No guarantee of that. Why? Like no security, no security check, no background check.
No security check, no background check. You're worrying about who's crossing the border?
Yes. Of course, because I'm like, people are not look normal.
People are not normal. That's a border crosser telling you that we're right.
He's a good hombre.
He's not even an hombre. He's not from a Spanish-speaking country. He sounds like he's from, like, you know, Russia.
Oh, I don't know.
Or, you know.
He's a good hombre.
I think he's a good hombre. As a border crosser telling you, Americans are right to be concerned with the border because I'm sure he's seen people that are bad hombres coming across the border. All right, I got to get your word from our friends at OFP Farms. We got the correct read in front of us today. OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated goat farm producing quality goat milk products for everyday use, soaps, lotions, lip balms, all-natural pain relief, and beard products. Now, Goat milk, you saw me put the Goat Kisses lip balm on before, is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Every single product OFP Farms offers is made with premium ingredients to maintain quality, and they're also made in small batches to maintain quality. OFP Farms is a patriotic, America-first, God-fearing company that creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. OFP Farms also happens to love the LFA family. That's why they're here, they're involved, and they're giving you a great discount on the website, ofpfarms.com. Use your promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, at checkout for 15% off. ofpfarms.com, promo code LFA. Support a patriot business. ofpfarms.com, promo code LFA. That is Oscar Foxtrot Papa Farms.com, promo code Lima Foxtrot Alpha. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Okay. Here we go. I told you there's a funny story about Joe Biden. He's got a bizarre position that he is hiring for. Everybody says about the left that the left has no sense of humor. It's true. Yeah. Left-wing comedy isn't comedy because you can't make jokes about people because then you have a victim and we can't have victims, right? Everybody is a victim, but we can't have victims. That's what the left wants to do. Donald Trump has some people out there making some of the best content, right, out there. John Bachman even has a segment on his show about content like this, the meme team, right? This is so funny. I saw this. Joe Biden is hiring. I mean, tell me you suck without telling me you suck. Tell me you have no sense of humor, no creativity, without telling me you have no sense of humor and no creativity. Joe Biden is now hiring, folks, I kid you not, a meme manager to help with voters who are always online. It says here, the ideal candidate for this role is passionate about bringing political content to voters where they are already on the internet. A meme manager. We've always known the left can't meme. Now they're coming out and telling us, hey, we can't meme. Can you help us out? The problem here is that all the talent is on our side, 100%. You got the Dilly meme team. You got people out there like Brick Suit, Maze Moore, CP3 meme, Neo. We love Neo out there. So many great guys. There's a whole list of them that I'm, but they're all out there on our side because we can make fun of Joe Biden because he sucks. They have nothing. A meme manager? Are we serious? I'm going to apply for that job. And then I'm going to make memes about Joe Biden the whole time. They know, guys, it's dark Brandon. It's okay. These people suck. They absolutely suck. I can't wait to see who gets hired as meme manager of the left. This ought to be a great, great choice. I just can't wait to see it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. We got Will Johnson coming up next at 6 p.m., but Trump is also rallying, so I'm not exactly sure what that's going to look like. But Will Johnson with Culture Wars at 6 p.m., Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7, Stone Zone with the great Roger Stone at 8. As President Trump says, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a tremendous rest of your day. Remember to hit the thumbs up button before you leave. Make sure that you are subscribed to this channel. It's totally free. Subscribe to our podcast on any audio podcasting apps, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Podcast Addict, Google Podcasts, anywhere you look. Just search for Ungoverned. You'll see it there. Hit the subscribe button. That's all you got to do. You don't have to do anything else. It's totally free. Sign up for our email list, farishmedia.com. Put your email in there. Totally free. We got custom messages on there. Those aren't free, but it helps support us. We really appreciate it. I always have a fun time doing them because I get some strange requests sometimes that are just awesome. And we get a lot of feedback from everybody. This was great. Oh, they loved it. This, that, and the other. So we always appreciate doing that. Folks, thanks so much again for watching and listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow with our interview with Chris Rose. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern, pre-recorded and live for you again on Tuesday of next week. We'll be off for Memorial Day. Remember, on Memorial Day, to pause, reflect, and just take a moment to appreciate those who gave their life so that we can live ours in the freest nation on earth. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America. And we will see you tomorrow for our interview with Chris Rose. And, of course, back live, 5 p.m. Eastern, rumble.com/LFATV next Tuesday. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.